in the healthy forms during those 12 first weeks. We didn't really find mycoplasma high pneumoniae as such, whereas in the diseased forms we did, and very often even, like up to 40%. So to sum up, really, what we found is that these techniques, so BioCheck, Healthy Climate Solutions, and PathoSense, are really useful tools for the practitioners to use to identify different kinds of problems on the farms.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Farm Health Guardian, digital technology for better biosecurity.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. Joining me in our podcast studios this week is Friso Griffun. Friso is a PhD student at the faculty of the University of Ghent and is also working with Darling and Greenings. Friso, thank you so much for spending time with us this week. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself? Introduce yourself for the audience, if you would.
Hi, Clayton. Thanks for having me, first of all. Secondly, my name is Friso Griffun. I'm a PhD student or part-time PhD student at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine of the Ghent University. And I also work full-time at Darling Ingredients, which is a company that works in animal byproducts.
Imagine being able to monitor your animals and farm climate remotely. The Healthy Climate Monitor combines camera and sensor data, and they will give you real-time insight into behavior, temperature, CO2, relative humidity, ammonia, and air pressure, light intensity, and particulate matter. We give you insight, and you get control. Find us at healthyclimatemonitor.com.
When you're a busy guy working full-time and doing your studies, so we appreciate the time. Let's get right to it. You've been a part of a project looking at some environmental parameters, biosecurity on both healthy and disease pig farms in Europe. Talk to us a little bit about the project. You know, what are you doing to get farms into either category, and what are you learning from those parameters when you assess them?
So this is part of a European ICRAT project. And what we're doing is we're working together with five partners in total, Belgium, Poland, Hungary, Italy, and Greece right now. And what we're doing is that we're screening, like you said, healthy and diseased farms. Basically, it's a kind of general project on the porcine disease complex. So what we did is, first of all, we selected healthy farms, and we did that based on a set of pre-existing parameters. What is the abortion rate? Is it really a healthy farm? What is the recurrence rate of the sows? What is the mortality rate in both the fattening and the nursery units? And based on that, we then did some more screening to see whether or not they're really really fit for our project. And then we basically what we did is that we enveloped them in a screening method, a weekly screening pattern, where we took weekly samples for 13 weeks. And we looked at different technologies that we implemented in those healthy and those diseased farms. What we did in the healthy farms is we did a biocheck, which you discussed with one of my co-promoters, Jeroen de Wolf, on episode 119. And we also used the Healthy Climate Monitor, which you discussed with Dr. Yuzin Khilov at episode 85. And then additionally on that, we also, for the samplings to see what different parameters were, we used the PathoSense platform, which is a new diagnostical platform to... without prior knowledge of the pathogens that are involved, to see what's going on. So it's a metagenomics platform. You really sequence what's in the sample. On the diseased side, we did it a little different. We took it on an acute basis. So farmers could come to us to see, okay, we have some problems. Can you take a look at it? Can we try to solve this or find out what's going wrong? So maybe to jump into the general findings already, a bit of background on the amount of farms first. And for the healthy farms, we sampled 14 healthy farms across Europe. And for the diseased farms, we exceeded well over 100. So it's really an extensive, really a big project. And maybe to discuss the biosecurity parameters that we found. In general, the healthy farms had biosecurity parameters according to the biocheck.ugent questionnaire better than the benchmark, so better than the global average and the country average. And the diseased, no surprise there, had generally, not in all cases, but generally lower biosecurity scores compared to the benchmark. Regarding environmental parameters, in the healthy farms, we saw, surprisingly actually, that there was quite a bit of parameters going the wrong way. For example, ammonia levels were too high, CO2 levels were too high, temperature curves were not exactly right. But in general, it was within reason. Whereas in the diseased farms, we could really use the healthy climate monitor to see, okay, what is going wrong in the environment at a specific time. So it's really, from that point of view, it's a useful tool to use in research, but also for the practitioners. And then lastly, the pathogen spread or the pathogen circulation infection pressure. What we could see is that on healthy farms, surprisingly, again, you would imagine a healthy farm, there's not a lot of pathogens circulating maybe, or it's at least quite stable. But we saw really a lot of pathogen circulations, up to 17 viruses that circulated, unique viruses that circulated throughout a specific farm or throughout the longitudinal follow-up. And up to 27 different bacterial species. So this is really a lot more than we would have expected. But then also we could see that like PERS or swine influenza, they circulated also, but not very highly. And then if we compare that to the diseased farms, we could see that even though we could pick up similar pathogens using that PathoSense platform, we saw that the more serious bacteria were more often involved, and that at certain time points, the infection pressure was also higher. So a higher diversity of different viruses and bacteria were found on those farms. To give you an example, maybe in the healthy farms during those 12 first weeks, we didn't really find Mycoplasma high pneumoniae as such. Whereas in the diseased farms, we did, and very often even, like up to 40%. So to sum up, really, what we found is that these techniques, so BioCheck, Healthy Climate Solutions, and PathoSense are really useful tools for the practitioners to use to identify different kinds of problems on the farms.
Do you think, Friso, the best application of those sorts of tools is from a prognosis standpoint? So I use the tools to try and predict what is my future of my farm, so to say, or is it more from an investigative standpoint? I know that my health is challenged. Let me use those tools to try and dive into why is my health challenged and maybe some parameters or some areas I could improve to make my overall health situation better.
I think you can, honestly, you can use it for both. So, we looked at both situations during this project. And on the one hand, you can find even those healthy farms, it wasn't ideal, so to speak. So they were really high performers, top-notch growth, top-notch feed conversion. But even there, even on the biosecurity, on the environment, and on the pathogen load, you can really still improve. So you can use it from a kind of preventative or monitoring measure. But you can also use it in acute situations, all three of them. So, for example, you have a diseased farm. You have, for example, recurrent APP outbreaks. And you want to find out, okay, what's going on with the biosecurity. Then you can use that screening method to see, okay, this is what's going wrong. These are the different parameters that score less than the benchmark, just as an example.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholerosuis and Typhimurium, Enterosol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
Let's talk a little bit, Friso, about how you collected the parameter information. Let's start with the environmental monitors. Were those environmental monitors long-term installed monitors at the farm, something the farmer uses routinely, or was that something you or your team brought into the farm, used one time, but we just used it in that one point in time?
Yeah, so again, depending on which part of the project we're looking at, if we're looking at the healthy farms, we used it, we moved it together with the pigs that we followed up.
Okay.
So if the pigs were weaned, for example, we moved it to the nursery. If the pigs were moved to the fattening unit, then it was used in the fattening unit. So that was more of a longitudinal follow-up. Mm-hmm. I have heard, however, that some farmers are starting to implement it on the regular. Mm-hmm. And then for the diseased part, it was really in acute situations where, for example, occurring but also acute problems, that we hung up the sensor to see what's going on at that time and does it fit does the environment fit the animals on that specific time point.
How about on the metagenomics? You mentioned that as being part of your pathogen surveillance. What sort of samples did you collect for that testing?
So for the metagenomics, we selected three sample types, specifically in Belgium. The other partners had some difficulty, but they also selected two of the sample types. The first one being nasal swabs as a screening method, which is routinely used in swine practitioners. And we also used tracheobronchial swabs. So what we did is that we went a little deeper into the respiratory tract to really see what's going on in inside of the lungs, or at least inside of the trachea of the animal. And we also used rectal swabbing but again, this is for the healthy farms. For the diseased farms, it depended on which clinical signs that we could see. So, for example, if there was excessive sneezing, then we took nasal swabs. If there was excessive coughing, we took tracheobronchial swabs. And if there were problems with diarrhea or stool, the consistency of the stool, then we took rectal samples. So what I would say is that really it depends on the clinical signs that you see in practice. If you don't just want to monitor your animal health, it depends on the clinical signs in practice which samples you're going to use.
Very good. Excellent information. It's a very interesting project, and I really appreciate you coming on to share those updates with us, Friso.
Thank you very much, Clayton. It was fun to be here.
Well, we got to thank the audience, because to be honest with you, Friso, we certainly couldn't do this podcast if we didn't have people tuning in and listening. So thanks to everybody who has joined in to the Swine Health Black Belt podcast. Check out our website at swinehealthblackbelt.com if you have not. And please do like and subscribe the podcast. Forward it to a friend. It is free, and we certainly hope you find it of value. So share it with those in your personal community so they can find all the good work that Friso and our other researchers that come on the show do. For Friso Griffin, I am Dr. Clayton Johnson. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we look forward to being with you again next week.